Blog Talk Radio.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
Couldn't break.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, all right, all right. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru, and this is a motivational classroom segment with Haru the Oracle. And today we're going to be talking about reprogramming the subconscious mind. Ooh. Many of you, if you've been listening to my broadcast, you know, you note that I talk about the subconscious mind a lot because I understand that the subconscious mind is very, very key and it's very, very important to our evolution, right? So, you know, upon request, you know, I decided to do a classroom on the subconscious mind today. Now, I told you guys yesterday that I may do it. I just didn't know when, but today is the day. So, guys, thank all of you guys for who are loyal to Enhancing Awareness Radio. We definitely appreciate it. We had an amazing, powerful broadcast last night with Cedric Sanders, and he did That's What He Said. So, guys, make sure you go back and listen to that particular broadcast because it was very empowering. You know what I'm saying? It was empowering for the world, and it was also empowering for Seth. You know what I mean? And, I mean, Seth and Connie, we love y'all to life. You know, Connie is one of our admins who is in charge of scheduling. Her information is there. If you want to come on the, if you want to schedule to come on the Enhancing Awareness Radio broadcast, you know, please be in contact with Connie. You know, she would definitely schedule you, you know, and, you know, me and her will definitely go back and forth together to get you guys on our show. Like, if you have something... on our platform, if you have something that you want to teach, something that you think the world could benefit from, and you feel that Enhancing Awareness, you know, is a great vibe, you know what I mean, contact us, you know, email Connie to schedule, or, you know, email the show, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you. You know, we all communicate as far as this is concerned, so yeah, well, I mean, this is our platform, you know what I mean, so we want all of you guys on. You know, so absolutely. And if you need to contact me directly, I do intuitive energy readings. You can contact me at Assistance Services by Haru, and that is at gmail.com. And also, I'm going to provide my Instagram, and I'm also going to provide my Facebook business page in the show notes as well. Go ahead and check out the reviews, you know what I mean? Some of you guys actually call in on this show. to get readings, so I need to do a reading show soon, which I will. Although, guys, you know, when you do the readings, you know, I pretty much give you kind of a light reading on air where you get to ask one internal question. But, you know, this is not, you know what I mean? Like, you know, to call every show, you know what I'm saying, to get a reading, you know, come on, guys, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you want to book a reading, you know what I'm saying, book a reading, book a private session. Go ahead and, you know, our prices, well, my prices, you know what I mean, are not expensive, you know what I mean? So, you know, just book a private session, you know, email me, you know what I mean? And we can, like, give you a full reading to where you don't have to call back every show. You don't have to call in every week to get, you know, all these different questions answered just because you are trying to, you know, find a free scapegoat. You know what I mean? We got to do better in that aspect, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, book a private session with me. So I just entered my information in the show notes. So please contact me at all avenues that you see there. So, yeah, guys, now how this motivational classroom works is that what I do is I pretty much do a chosen YouTube clip, right? And the chosen YouTube clip usually is a how-to clip, and it's either a how-to clip or it's either something or something very empowering, you know, on a particular topic. These are sometimes clips that I have seen. Sometimes I have only skimmed through them. This one right here, I believe I only skimmed through because I I studied this years ago, but I just pulled one that I know, because Ralph is a great teacher. This is another YouTube by Ralph Smart, but I just kind of pulled one today. You know what I mean? And I always ask the universe before I pull for you guys, you know, even with my cards, right? I always ask the universe, okay, what does the world need today? You know what I mean? So here we are, right? So, yeah. How to reprogram in the subconscious mind, again, is what we're going to be talking about today. So, yeah, reprogramming the subconscious mind is key. You know, it's one thing to be conscious. It's one thing to be aware of your subconscious. Also, in yesterday's show, yesterday's broadcast, I had shared a book with you guys, a great book, because when understanding this particular topic, you have to begin to understand the brain. You know what I mean? The brain and its inner operations and how it works. So Change Your Brain, Change Your Life is the name of the book. And it's by Daniel G. Amen. So A-M-E-N. And, you know, he has M-D right here. So it's Changing Your Brain, change your Brain, Change Your Life, the breakthrough program for conquering anxiety, depression, over excessiveness, anger, and impulsiveness. Guys, this was an amazing read. I promise you, it's kind of complex. I will say, I found myself, you know, kind of coming back to it throughout the years, but it's definitely a great book for you to start to understand the brain, guys, because we really got to understand the inner workings of the brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys have to really do your work. And you're gonna hear me say this on every broadcast. If you're not doing your work, you might as well lay down and fall to the motherfucking ground. You know what I mean? You know, what are you doing? What are you here for? You know what I'm saying? But, hey, as Baba Hemmer taught me, you know what I mean? And look, some people are not here to elevate. Some people are only here to be ignorant and fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, to each his own, you know? But what we're doing here on the Hanson Awareness Radio, we are in sync with people who are really want to learn, who really want to grow, who really want to, you know, expound on the evolution process. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're here, and that's why we do what we do, you know, on each day. So I do want to let you know that tonight I'm going to be doing a Coldplay jam session. Please stay tuned for that. I'm going to switch it up a bit with Coldplay. You know, I know that many people, you know, they're really not to say that they're not fond of Coldplay, but, you know, I just want to switch the genres up, you know what I mean, mix it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because I like Pink Floyd, you know what I mean, I like Coldplay, I like the Beatles, you know, I like alternative music, you know what I'm saying, so, I mean, I really do, you know, and I love it. So, you know, guys, I'm just going to, you know, also include all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to include R&B, rap, hip. You know what I mean? I want to do all genres. So tonight is going to be Coldplay Jam Session, up on request, by the way. My suggestion and a request by two of my dear friends that I hope call in tonight. So that's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, okay? All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and jump into the YouTube lecture. This is about 25 minutes. So this is a 25 minutes, but as you guys know, as far as these lectures is concerned, it's 25 minutes of pure wisdom, right? So, again, this is a classroom. So this is where you sit down, be still, and you listen, right? And then, guys, I'm going to be taking notes. You know, and I'm going to come back. The YouTube clip is going to end. Then I'm going to play a song. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to discuss my notes and takeaways. And if I have any callers, I'm going to take callers as well. So if you want to call in and speak with me, the area code is going to be 929-477-3423. Again, that's 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the YouTube clip. Again, this is how to reprogram your subconscious mind to attract everything. Peace and love.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. You hear that bird up there? Oh, yes. How to unleash your subconscious mind to attract whatever. Let's just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. We got a lot to talk about. So someone wrote to me and asked, how can they reprogram their subconscious mind? How can they make it work for them to start living the life they've always dreamed about? Question to you. Have you ever thought that maybe one day in the near future, human beings will be able to fly? And then you get out of bed and you start singing, I believe I can fly. And then you start flying. Then you just land on your ass. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Then you get back up and start flying, right? I believe in a world where anything is possible. That's a great start. So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey unleash the power of my subconscious mind to attract whatever. Right now, I am living in absolute abundance every single day, and it's only because I started to discover hacks in the subconscious mind. I started to reprogram it, and I started to tap into the secret. What am I doing? Touch yourself like that for a minute. Okay? Our body is hardware, just like a computer. Our beliefs, think of your beliefs as an operating system. Just say Windows. And then think of your thoughts, every single thought you have, as software. Okay? Gerald Zaltman, have you heard of him? A Harvard Business School professor. His research is fascinating. He said over 95% of our purchasing decision-making comes from our subconscious mind. Now, what is our subconscious mind? This is our reptilian brain stem, right? Our reptilian brain stem, which developed, let's say, about 250 million years ago, right? Do you remember back then? Yeah. That is where it comes from. Okay, then you've got the mammalian brain, and then you've got the new brain, the neocortex. So the mammalian brain is about 50 million years old, and the neocortex, the new brain is about 40,000 years old. It's the new one. So our subconscious mind, remind yourself this, is our reptilian brain stem. It is very impulsive. This is what reptiles do sometimes. They just want to eat, feed, fornicate, sleep. Okay? And we ain't even have breakfast yet, right? So, it's very impulsive, compulsive. It's not really thinking consciously, but it's super powerful. In many secret ancient texts, they talk about the dragon, that there is a dragon that lies in each one of us. And if you know how to tame this dragon, master the power of this dragon, it will take you to wherever you want to go. Slow motion this side. So the subconscious mind can be our greatest friend if we know how it works, because it holds the most power. It is 1 million times more powerful than our conscious mind. It runs over 95% of our life. It is running the show. It runs everything, okay? So how did I start to unleash? How did I start to learn how to tame this wild dragon inside of me to make it work for me to attract whatever I wanted every single day? It starts like this. Your subconscious mind is always alert. it never, ever, 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 ever goes to sleep. So check this out. Before I was awake, I used to sleep with a TV on, right? About 15 years ago. And I would wake up saying weird stuff, okay? Because my subconscious mind was downloading everything which was coming out of that TV, which tells lies to your vision, right? I thought I was sleeping, I wouldn't pick it up. But you see, the subconscious mind is like a tape recorder. It records everything 24/7. So I started to realize this. TV out of the window. We can clap for that, right? Job one done. Mission accomplished. Yippee! Then I started to play a lot of classical music. A lot of binaural beats. 432 hertz. And sometimes, even if I fell asleep, I would wake up feeling so calm, so empowered. So become aware of all the frequencies around you. That is why environment is so important when you are talking about reprogramming your subconscious mind, because you are now training it to act in a different way. So if you could just for 1 second realize that, hey, if I'm going to sleep, like, am I just sleeping next to my mobile phone? Okay. And it's always beeping. Once again, you are absorbing all of that information. So become very mindful that your subconscious mind is always downloading new software from your environment that impacts you at every single moment. What I started to realize is that you got to start questioning your beliefs. Because it's all BS. It's all BS. Spoiler alert. Belief systems. Have you ever seen someone that's gone under a complete mind over, not makeover, mind over? Like, they are thinking totally different. Totally differently than they used to think before. And they are just soaring from strength to strength. And you're like, look at you go. What happened to you? Nobody knows. Chances are, they probably started to question their beliefs. And that person is me. I used to have a lot of self-limiting beliefs. Sometimes, okay, people ask you, can you do that? And instantly, back in the day, I used to say, I can't do that. I never say I can't anymore. I can allows you to be ready to do something. I can't shuts you down completely, right? So you got to start questioning all of these beliefs that you can't do something, or that it only happens to these people, or that, like, one very self-limiting belief was that I always have to work super hard to get a lot. I'm here to tell you that people who get the most sometimes do the least. It's Pareto's law, 80-20. 20% effort, 80% results. This is the secret. It's not about hard work. It's about smart work. And that's what I realized along my journey. You got to learn to start changing your habits. So our subconscious mind is very habitual. It likes doing things in patterns. Like every single day, you, well, wake up at the same time. You wake up at the same time and then you watch Infinite Waters at the same time, right? I know. Don't worry about it, right? You get dressed at the same time. You wear the same shoes. You go to the same job. Right, you look at your phone, right? It's all very habitual. Now, the more you do that, the more it's reinforced. then you are actually programming your subconscious mind to keep doing that, and it's just keep doing it, and it's doing it, and it's doing it, and it's doing it. Oh my gosh, I can't stop, Ralph. I want to get off this wheel. How do we stop it? Okay, you got to change the habit. You see, it takes about 28 days to create a new neural pathway, to change the neurocircuitry of our brain. Neuroplasticity states that our brain changes based on our experience. The great psychiatrist Dr. Norman Doidge, right, talks about that. So I started to realize this. I've got to break routine. And how I do that is, like, I'm not always even filming in the same place. Okay, sometimes it's indoors, sometimes it's outdoors, sometimes it's different trees behind me. Okay, I'm always changing what I'm doing, right? And that's how to not get caught up in a pattern. Okay, so every single day, you've got to learn how to change your routine to start to learn how to reprogram your subconscious mind. Everything is... I'm recording a video.
Okay,
I had someone asking, can they talk to me, right? When you are reprogramming your subconscious mind, you have to realize this, that habits get reinforced by behavior and attitude. Habits get reinforced by behavior and attitude. That's all you got to know to start reprogramming your subconscious mind, right? To start reprogramming your subconscious mind, habits get reinforced by behavior and attitude. So if you change your attitude and your behavior, you'll start doing things very differently indeed, right? Someone just was walking past me doing a video and was like, can I talk to you? I would have got really annoyed before in the past and say, actually, I'm making a video right now. I just said, no problem, right? That's how to start reprogramming your subconscious mind. Life isn't perfect, but it's incredibly real, right? Okay, what else? When we talk of habits, 7-day vegan challenge, like letting go of dairy was very hard for me. Letting go of meat was very hard for me because these programs were installed in my subconscious mind for a long time. You got to eat this, Ralph. You got to eat that, because where else are you going to get your protein? This was a program from the subconscious mind. I got a new habit right now. What is that, Ralph? Well, I started to eat fake meat about 11 years ago to wean me off real meat, right? Then I started to drink rice milk to wean me off normal milk. And slowly I was beginning to reprogram my subconscious mind step by step until eventually I've been a vegan for over 13 years, enjoying the plant-based lifestyle, inspiring millions. And guess what? Now this is all my subconscious mind knows. Right? Now it's working. The dragon, I've tamed it, and it is working in my favor. Slow motion this side. Be present. If you really want to unleash the power of the subconscious mind, be present. You see, our conscious mind is always projecting into the future, going back into the past. Our subconscious mind lives in the here and now. Maybe that's why the great psychologist Fritz Perl said, live in the here and now. And that's what I do. When we talk of the power of meditation, mindfulness meditation is how you unlock the secret of your subconscious mind. You are now tapping in to what is running everything. When you are present, when you are attentive, when you are aware, you see, the more present you are, the more access you will have into the subconscious mind. A lot of people, they wake up and say, I don't know why I'm doing this, I'm just doing it, okay? Because you haven't grounded yourself, you haven't become present. The subconscious mind is 1 million times more powerful than the conscious mind. It works through imagery. So a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? You see a picture up on the wall and you're like, oh, it's speaking to me right now, right? Our subconscious mind only understands pictures. That's all it can understand. That's why they spend a fortune on advertising and everything else. It doesn't understand anything else. So once you understand the power of imagery, you start to unlock the power of your subconscious mind, right? How did I do that along my journey? This is a pure Navajo turquoise, very expensive stuff, but I got a good dealer, right? I said, I want that, right? A few years back, or a year back, can't remember when I bought it. I said, I want that. And I looked at the price, I'm like, what? I didn't realize how expensive turquoise is. But I said, I want that because it makes me feel good. I tried it on in the shop. I'm like, oh, I like this. Oh, I looked at the price and said, oh my goodness gracious. Right? So I bought it and I started to wear it. And what I was actually doing was reprogramming my subconscious mind, because I was actually learning the secret of priming my brain, right? Priming your brain, for instance, you could buy a turquoise pendant like this, which really is a symbol of royalty, divinity, abundance, right? And every time you wear it, you're going to feel so amazing. Subconsciously, you won't even be aware of it. But every time you look at yourself in the mirror, it's creating a subconscious trigger to make you feel like you are super abundant. It's just like the same when people buy an expensive car. They don't necessarily buy it because sometimes it's a subconscious thing. Like they have a lot of money, so they want to buy it. They want to prime their brain to say, I make this much, so let me drive this kind of car. Or sometimes people, once again, they're very into health and they only buy organic, right? So they are priming their subconscious mind, unlocking its full potential by priming their brain and waking up with a whole bunch of grapes in their mouth to say, I am health. And subconsciously, all their cells start working for them, right? Our subconscious mind works through imagery. But you see, words create imagery in the modern day world. So I can two very powerful words. I can. The more you repeat these affirmations, the more they start creating a powerful imagery. They help you to start reprogramming your subconscious mind, and now you can flipping do anything. Some people say, I can do this. I can open up a business. I can do it. And what happens? You see them doing it because they have started to reconfigure their entire neurocircuitry to do anything. It's powerful stuff. I started to realize that if we look at our subconscious mind, to start reprogramming it, you got to start creating new memories. Because once again, our subconscious mind is picking up everything around it. What can we hear right now? Some birds. Feels good, right? So new memories are like going to new places and seeing new faces, having new experiences. A lot of us, we get locked into a program which doesn't serve us, right? So I started to travel a lot more, started to hop on planes, visit new places, and it felt fantastic, right? What was I doing? Creating new memories. You may have a subconscious program which says love is not important. Ever been in love? Create a new memory of that and you will start reprogramming your subconscious mind. Okay? Some people have a subconscious mind program that they always have to survive. There is not enough to go around. I used to have that program. Like, this is too expensive. That's too expensive. So what did I do? One day, I woke up and said, in 100 years or so, everyone on planet Earth will be out of here. Don't worry about it. Look, so I'm going to buy that. And I'm going to buy this if I want to. And then I started to reprogram my subconscious mind, right? It all comes from creating a new memory. To start, once again, downloading new software. I've spoken about how our body is hardware. Just touch yourself, right? So I started to realize the subconscious mind was the body. To start changing our subconscious mind, you have to really start moving more into your body. You have to start having a more inner body experience. Because a lot of us, we're like, Ralph, can you talk about outer body experiences? I'll do that. I'll make a video on that. But for now, if you really want to reprogram your subconscious mind, you have to learn how to have an inner body experience. What happens when you do this? You start to move more into your body. You start to move more into your body. This is where the subconscious mind lives. It is impulsive, instinctive. It doesn't think. It just does. Right? A lot of people who do yoga, fantastic for reprogramming your subconscious mind, but learning how to ride the dragon so it can take you to wherever you want to go. You want to go Whole Foods? We'll go there, right? You have to move more into the body. I do this through a lot of breath techniques, right? The 4-4-4. Breathe for 4, hold for 4, release for 4. Alternative nostril breathing too. Tap more into your body, whether it's walking, swimming, dancing, whatever it is. The subconscious mind is a feeling mind, right? It feels everything. So the more you tap into your emotions, right? What I call the reptilian emotions, right? The anger, the frustration, which is okay. It's natural. It's normal. It's beautiful. Then you're learning how to reprogram your subconscious mind. You're like, okay, why am I angry right now? It's okay to be angry. But maybe if I did this, if I change how I reacted to a situation, it might be more helpful. The more you can realize that your subconscious mind is not your enemy, your subconscious mind is your greatest friend when you learn how to use it. It will now take you to wherever you want to go and will help you attract riches beyond your wildest imagination. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? And there you have it. We are here just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Just having fun. Infinite waters. Diving deep. Once again, stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You.
pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand just how your love can do it, no one else.
Yes. I don't know about you guys, but y'all remember when that song first came out? You know, it just made you feel alive. It made you feel electric. It made you feel sexy. You know, some of y'all used to try to do the moves Beyonce did in that video. That is a fun video, and I thought it was great to kind of lighten up the energy. You know what I mean? So peace and love, peace and love. Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you got something out of that. You know, because the subconscious mind, again, guys, I would say this over and over and over and over and over again. You know what I mean? Because what I'm doing is I'm planting the seed subconsciously, right? Because, man, say, you know, this is a time in the age, you know, not only of the age of the woman, but the age of, you know, reprogramming shit. You know what I'm saying? So, Rossmore dropped a lot of tools, a lot of gems. So, if you want to go back and revisit, the YouTube link is definitely in the show notes. Also, I put a link to The Secret, because what Ralph spoke about early was the book The Secret. Now, many of you guys know of the movie The Secret, but I have not personally read the book, but I hear that the book is better. But what I've learned about the law of attraction, because, see, the universal laws is also important. You know what I mean? And please study the universal laws. What I do not have is a good book recommendation on the universal laws. So if any of you guys have a good book recommendation on universal laws, please email the show at enhancementawarenessradio@gmail.com. If any of you have any PDFs that you would like to offer to the platform. You know what I mean? Please send them, because what I do is I do free book giveaways on a random. You know, I haven't done it in a while. I may do one today. I had did one in a while. But I have an immaculate library of PDFs. And what I do is I just give them away, you know what I'm saying, because knowledge is power, right, and knowledge is key. So if any of you guys have any PDFs that you would like to donate to the platform, please email us at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, because what we do is I share them in the group. I upload them as a file. Be sure that you are following the group, because we have – we have a few books there already. I'm just making some changes real quick. But, yeah, we have a few there already, guys, great books. We're going to be uploading more, you know, on a random. But if you guys have anyone, any to donate, guys, we definitely appreciate it. And please do that. What else? Subconscious mind, okay. So, yeah, universal laws. Universal laws are also important to understand and understand what they are, what they mean. You know, it's visualization also. I don't believe that's a universal law, but visualization also is key, and it's also very important, because Ralph spoke of this. You know, the universe, the subconscious mind only understands imagery. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? So when we say that we can, like, oh, I don't want no relationship like that. I don't want no, you know, I don't want no disrespectful man. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this. Do you know that the universe does not understand don't, won't, can't? The universe doesn't understand that. So what you resist will persist, baby. I hope y'all don't underestimate that statement, okay? Because what you resist will persist, baby. And you ain't even got to hear from me, because the universe going to show your ass, okay? So one thing that we can be all intellectual, we can be all slick, all that shit. But guess what? Guess who you can't trump with your slick ass? The universe. And I ain't trying to call y'all slick, because I at times, baby, I can be slicker than a motherfucker too. You know what I mean? It's been plenty of times where I said, okay, let me be the scientist real quick, and let me try to bend and move these universal laws, baby. I will do it in a flash. So I am not casting the first stone, okay? Because I promise, you know, I fuck up on purpose, you know what I'm saying, just to be the scientist. So please don't, you know, withhold the image of me, baby, because I'm forever changing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm forever growing and forever moving with the universe. So please do not hold me up to a standard, ever. If you ever listening, do not have no expectations of me. Do not hold me to no standard, because, baby, I am like the wind. You know what I'm saying? I can switch in an instant. Now, a lot of people don't like that, because, you know, they say that I could be unpredictable. And that's okay, you know. But one thing, at the end of the day, baby, I'm going to be me, and that's it. Fuck you, right? No, love you, but I'm going to be mean, okay? Getting back to subconscious. All right, so the movie is great when it comes to the law of attraction as far as the secret, but I feel that it is deeper than that, you know what I'm saying? Because the law of attraction, they kind of give you a base of the law of attraction, but I really, really encourage you to really study the depth of law of attraction, because when it comes to law of attraction, visualization also ties in with the law of attraction. So also a thing to remember, your subconscious mind is the most powerful. Yep, absolutely. Your subconscious mind is the most powerful. I promise you it is. Your subconscious mind will definitely rule your definitely is what rules your reality. Let me see. All right, so whether you say that you can't or you can, you're both right. You know, and many of you guys, you know, say that I can't. Well, a lot of you guys are reprogramming that, which I am so glad to see. You know what I mean? But sometimes we get in that program to where we may not say it aloud, but we're thinking it subconsciously. And see, guys, whether you say something out loud or not, baby, you have the power of thoughts. Y'all need to study the power of thoughts. There's so much wisdom that I want to share with y'all. I just got an idea tomorrow to do change your thoughts, change your life. Yep, we need to do a class one more. Change your thoughts, change your life. Change your life. And I'm going to set out to do that tomorrow at same time, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. Change your thoughts, change your life tomorrow. And let's see. But, yeah, guys, the power thought is very important. So rather you say that you can and you can't, you're both right, but it's more over what are you thinking. If you're thinking it in your subconscious, that is the reality that you will, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get exactly what you don't want. You know what I mean? So, you know, as far as affirmations is a good tool to put in place when we are reprogramming our subconscious mind. So, you know, instead of say like you want to start your business, right? And I'm a living witness of this one, baby, on many different avenues. But, you know, it's like I am enjoying that I am embracing my new business. My new business is immaculate. My new business is taking off. You know what I'm saying? Speak that shit into like it's already here. Like you're already, you know what I'm saying? Like it's, honey, speaking into existence. Like it's already happening because it is already happening. You know, just yesterday I said, oh, my God, I am living the life of my dreams because I am. You know what I'm saying? Visually, I might not see just yet. You know, I might not see me on the beach, you know, or driving my Corvette. You know what I'm saying? I may not see it visually right now, but I feel it on each day. I feel. See, visualization is more than just imagery. You know what I'm saying? Imagery is that's why I say that you must study on a deeper level because there's more to it than just seeing it. You know what I'm saying? You have to feel it. You have to vibrate with it as well. Okay? That's the depth of it. You have to feel it. You have to vibrate with it, right? So 28 takes 28 days to change neural pathways. Now, when he stated this, this reminded me of sobriety, you know what I'm saying, because they say, you know, addiction. You know, they say, okay, you know, the least minimum they will give you in most places, you know, because they're giving people 2 weeks now and shit. I'm like, Lord. But 30 days, you know, I tell people who, you know, because I've been through, you know, not to tell my business, but to tell my business because I don't give a fuck what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? I've done 7 rehab numbers. 7! Inpatient. Okay? So, you know, but literally, though, it takes 30 days, you know what I'm saying, for you to reprogram that. And in each visit that I did, you know what I'm saying, it worked, but my subconscious mind, see, I didn't continue to do my work. That's why I relapsed all those times. You know what I mean? I didn't continue to do my work. I didn't continue to do what needed to be done in order for my subconscious mind wasn't there. You know, my conscious mind was there. I knew what I needed to do, but I wasn't in tune with my subconscious, you see, because your subconscious is what's going to govern your reality. Speaking of rehab, they need to redo all this fucking curriculum for the rehab program because, you know, the shit just ain't working no more for people, you know. Anyway, you have to be your own healer, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, only you will save you, right? And we have to be our own healers, guys. I want to go out with some Lauryn Hill. I'm trying to find a good, okay, I'm going to play 2. Yeah, okay. But, yeah, guys, subconscious mind is very important. Now, I did not play, I did a base subconscious video because, you know, subconscious mind is very deep. And the book that I gave you guys, again, is Change Your Brain, Change Your Life by Daniel G. Amen, M.D. So Change Your Brain, Change Your Life by Daniel G. Amen, M.D. It's a blue book. The universe said, Keith, put it in the show notes. Okay. Let me see. Change your brain. Change your life. Daniel. Oh, let's see if it comes up. Of course it did come up. Change. Um, Okay. We are not going to spend much time on that. I will find it for you guys, and I will hey, email me. You know what I'm saying? If you're having trouble finding it, email me. EnhancingAwarenessRadio@gmail.com. Email me, and I'll help you find it. All right, so Be Present, Live in the Now. Another great book, you know what I'm saying, is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. You know what I mean? Please read Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. That is a wonderful, wonderful book to read. Yep, and that's pretty much it as far as the – so, you know, it's just everything that I just stated there, and also what else? Affirmations, guys. Affirmations is going to be a great tool to put into place to where you, when you find yourself, you have to catch yourself in mid-thought. You know, you guys will see me catching myself in mid-thought a lot, you know, and reprogramming myself live on air. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still working too, right? So catch yourself in mid-thought when you're saying that I can't, oh, I can, oh, I'm going to try, oh, you know what I mean? No, no, no. Stop yourself in that moment and say, no, I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? Not try, I'm going to do. Or what else? What's another place to put in there? Like, instead of saying, you know, I can't, I just can't. Well, you know, speaking into existence, like, you know, I will do that at the divine timing. You know what I mean? It will come at its divine timing. Everything is working out in its divine timing, you know? Something like that, guys. We have to begin to retrain. That's how we retrain. You know, we catch ourselves in mid-thought and we replace it with something else in balance, right? So, yeah. All right, guys. Well, I hope, again, that you enjoyed this broadcast of Reprogramming the Subconscious Mind. Again, Bruce Lipton is a great teacher. On this, and I did not do Bruce Lipton's work because Bruce Lipton is more in depth, and I believe in starting people off with a simpler approach to these particular topics because they are so in depth. There are layers to the subconscious mind, and I do not want to confuse. I don't believe in confusion, baby. I believe in being clear. You know, yeah, we don't play in confusion. So Ralph Smart, he keeps it simple. And to the point, right? So, all right, guys. Peace and love. Love and light. All that good stuff. And, yeah, guys, till next time, peace and love. Join me tonight for my Coldplay jam session. And, yeah, love and light to you guys. All right. Peace.
Your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just want to use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget it. Nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk.
Okay, it's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control. Stealing my eternal soul.
In a courtroom alive, purges the jurors, witnesses, spies, crooked lawyers, false indictments, publicized, entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas, high profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas, enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance, souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents, court reporter, catch the circus on a paper, file it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker, swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous, publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, for status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution. Legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the clients, hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited judicial charm. And the defense, is it making any sense? Faking the confidence of escaping the consequence that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Into the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used to discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect? Materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind. Legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim, both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor, skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social positions, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander-in-chief, the standard is feet. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses, they run their intellectual sources. Counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom, confusion consumes them. Every word they speak, it entices them. Outwardly white, internally they act in the light, them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse, facts in the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn to me ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep, troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment has come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broadway to death, pride and greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified. Renounce all your thoughts. Repent and let your mind be retort. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. I'm telling you all, it all falls down.
To say that everything is all right. Don't look at me that way, like everything is all right. 'Cause my own eyes can see through all your false pretenses. What you fail to see is all the consequences. You think our lives are cheap and easy to be wasted, as history repeats. So foul you can taste. People sleep, too comfortable to face it. His life's so incomplete, and nothing can replace it. other people sleep. Too comfortable to face it. Your lives are so incomplete. And nothing can replace it. Fret not thyself, I say it.
Don't you rebel?